Hello, my dears. Welcome to episode 17 of the Sunrose Yoga Podcast with Kelly Connor. This is Kelly, and I'm coming to you today from the darkest day of the year here in the Northern Hemisphere. And it was so dark this morning as I woke up in my bed in Seattle. And I share with you today a full-length yoga class recorded live for my Thursday night class. And this class is really about using our yoga practice to not only survive, but thrive in difficult moments. This is a strong level 2 class. If you are a beginner, I have a few wonderful classes that are less intense, and I would suggest episode 7, 9, or 13. I thank you, as always, for listening and for supporting the podcast. I would love to hear from you. You can email me at sunroseyoga@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail on my message line. That's 503-583-2599. Or you can follow me on Twitter. I'm Yogini in the Hood. Also, I really appreciate all of you who are subscribing and who have recommended this podcast to your friends. Please pass it on, and if you feel so inclined, definitely write me a sweet review in iTunes. I have so much gratitude for those. Thank you very much. And with that, I wish you blessings through this time of year, and wish you peace and love always. Namaste. We're getting into that holiday time where we might be meeting up with family or having lots of family and work and social commitments. And it's the time of year where we think that we've got a lot of expectations about how things might be. I know that if your family is anything like mine, sometimes things get said and feelings get hurt in the midst of all that. And so I thought that tonight we could really cultivate an awareness about the first two yamas, the first two restraints in the eight-limbed tree of yoga, which are ahimsa, nonviolence, and satya, truth. And we practice these, nonviolence and truth, in order to bring ourselves to bliss, to samadhi. And so I hope that tonight that we can first cultivate both of these attributes within ourselves on our mat in order to take them with us out into the world. And really just give others exactly what we need, which is kindness, peace, and definitely speech that comes from that place of kindness. So let's begin just by coming to a nice seated position where the lower part of the body can relax and the spine can begin to lengthen. Allow the eyes to close. As you exhale, let the hips relax, let the tailbone root down into the earth. And as you breathe in, begin to feel the spine lengthen. Feel the collarbone spread, the heart lift. As you breathe out, draw the shoulder blades down the back. As you breathe in, lengthen the back of the neck. And as you breathe out, soften through the face. Turn your awareness to your breath, beginning to notice each breath in and each breath out. Begin
beginning to notice any places the breath might stick, and really focusing your attention on that area, breathing softly around it, and exhaling with ease. Gently bring the hands to the heart. Let's begin with our hands in Anjali Mudra, where the palms are pressing into each other. And then we'll really press the thumbs into each other and the pinky fingers into each other while releasing the index, middle, and ring fingers. So creating a lotus mudra at the heart. Remembering that the lotus is a wonderful metaphor out of the muck and the mud and the yucky water grows this amazingly beautiful flower. Let this imagery carry us through potentially stressful and difficult situations, knowing that we can cultivate kindness and truth, beauty in the face of that adversity. If we only come back to our breath, come back to our intention, come back to the present moment. Let's breathe into the heart center, breathing out fully. And I thought we could begin our practice this evening by chanting the word Om three times. We'll take in one full cycle of breath together before we begin. Deep breath in and out, and in.
Twist the other way. Place the left hand on the right knee and the right hand behind the low back. Inhale, lengthen. And exhale, deepen. Stay soft through the belly. Let the heart be light here. Let the shoulders be soft. We'll inhale back to center. And move whatever you're sitting on out of the way. Let's come onto all fours, hands and knees, chakra bakasana or table pose. Spread the fingertips nice and wide, really lengthen the spine. And with your next breath out, let's curl the toes and jackknife the hips up to downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. Just breathing and stretching here, maybe bending one knee at a time, pressing into the opposite heel. Scanning the body for any tension. Each breath in, we still feel that spine lengthening. This time we lengthen from the seat all the way up beyond the crown of the head. The breath is traveling into the back of the lungs, into the back of the heart. And pressing the inner thighs back toward the back wall. We are about hip width apart. Hands are just wider than shoulder width. We're really pressing down into that fleshy part of the hand between the thumb and the index finger. Gently bring the feet together. And as you breathe in, let's sweep the right leg up toward the sky. Bend the right knee and peel the right hip open, gazing underneath the right armpit. Staying soft through the ribs. Staying soft through the shoulder and really lengthening here. So we're peeling that hip back almost as though someone were helping you stack the hips one on top of the other. Maybe spread the toes. Ignite that extended leg. Good. We'll inhale and bring ourselves back to center. And exhale, release the right foot to the floor. As you inhale, sweep the left leg up toward the sky. Bend the left knee and peel the left hip open, shifting the gaze underneath the left armpit. Staying soft through the shoulders, trying to keep the weight equally distributed between the hands. Spreading the toes. Let's inhale and square the hips to the floor. Exhale, release the left foot down to the earth. Good, nice long breath in here. As you exhale, feel the tops of the shoulders drop away from the ears. As you inhale, step the right foot forward between the hands. Nice high lunge. Let's stay on our back toe for now. Bring the hands to the top of the thigh, then to the heart center. As you're ready, sweep them all the way up. We'll relax through the shoulders. Good. Now as we breathe in, let's begin to straighten that right leg slowly, carefully. Exhale, come back into your nice deep lunge. Inhale, rise up. Exhale, sink down slowly. We'll press out through that back heel. One more. Inhale, rise up. And exhale, come on down. Inhale, release the hands to the earth. And exhale to downward facing dog. Now as you inhale, step the left foot forward between the hands. Nice high lunge, Anjaneya Asana. Hands come to the top of the thigh, then to the heart center, and then all the way up, relaxing through the shoulders. We'll inhale and straighten slowly. Exhale, sink down. Inhale, rise up. Exhale, deep lunge. Inhale, rise up. Exhale, sink down. Inhale, the hands to the earth. Exhale, step the right foot forward to meet the left, standing forward fold. From here, let's grab opposite elbows, maybe taking the feet just a little bit wider apart, and just sway the upper body from side to side. Feeling a nice stretch through the ribs, feeling a beautiful little massage through the hip. And gently coming back to center and releasing the hands toward the floor.
As you breathe in, let's sweep the right leg up toward the sky, letting the weight shift into the hands. And as you exhale, release that right hip back or foot back down to the floor. We'll inhale, sweep the left leg up toward the sky. And exhale, release it down. Inhale, sweep the right leg up toward the sky. And exhale, release it down. One more. Inhale, sweep the left leg up. And exhale, release. Gently bring the hands to the shins. As you breathe in, press yourself up halfway. Really lengthen from seat to crown. And exhale, fold forward, Uttanasana. We'll inhale again up halfway. This time maybe roll the shoulders up back and down. And exhale, fold. One more, inhale up halfway, really pressing the inner thighs back, widening the seat, and exhale, fold. Now as you breathe in, let's root down through the feet. Use your legs to draw yourself up with a flat back. Sweep the arms up. And exhale the hands to the heart. Feel the feet connect to the earth. Feel yourself, again, with weight evenly distributed between the feet and among the four corners of the feet. The shoulders draw down. Gently make your way to the top of your mat. Toes together. Heels can be together or slightly parted. We'll inhale in circles. Sweep the arms around and up. Lift up. Gaze up. And exhale. Dive forward with strong legs. We'll inhale coming up halfway. And exhale. Fold. As you inhale, let's step the right foot back to a high lunge. Let's come all the way up to Anjaneya Asana. So we're on our back toe. Relax the shoulders away from the ears. Our right hip is drawing forward. Our left hip is drawing back. The heart is lifting. The collarbone spread. Relax the shoulders. Good. Really press out through that back heel. And at the same time, maybe micro bend the back knee and scissor the feet toward each other isometrically so the inner thighs begin to fire. Curl up through the upper back. Relax the shoulders. We'll inhale, release the hands to the earth. And exhale to downward facing dog. From here, we'll inhale to plank, top of a push-up. And we'll just stay here for a few breaths. Let the gaze shift out onto the floor. Let the back of the heart soften. Now really press back into the heels, almost like you were pushing something behind you. In this moment, breathe in your truth. Breathe into those areas of the body where that is difficult. And as you exhale, lower knees, belly and chest down to the earth. As we inhale, let's come up into a nice baby cobra, pressing the pinkies into the earth. And exhale, release. Well, inhaling, pull up. And exhale, release softly. One more, pulling up. Really staying active through the legs, pressing the pinky side of the feet into the earth. Good. Let's exhale, press back to downward facing dog. Inhale, step the left foot forward between the hands. Hands come to the top of the thigh, then to the heart, and then all the way up. Relax through the shoulders. Good. So we're breathing here. The heart rises up with each breath in. We sink into the hips with each breath out. Cultivate that smoothness of breath that we felt as we first sat together. As difficulty arises in the body, just recognize it. Breathe into the sweetness. We are all here together doing our yoga. Life is good. Let's inhale, release the hands to the earth. And exhale to downward facing dog. Now from here, let's reach across the low body with the right hand, grabbing the outside edge of the left leg, either at the ankle, the calf, or the thigh, whatever feels best. Shift the gaze underneath that left armpit. Really pin the left hip back. In this position, your left hip might want to float forward just a touch. Push it back. Good, nice long spines. Oh, that looks great, just beautiful there. Good, nice and soft through the shoulders. Let's inhale back to center. And as you exhale, reach across the low body with the left hand, grabbing the outer edge of the right ankle or calf or thigh. The gaze shifts underneath the right armpit. We really pin that right sitting bone back into the floor. Good. Inhale back to center. And exhale, press the inner thighs back toward the sky. Let's inhale, step the right foot forward between the hands. Nice high lunge. Anjaneyasana. Hands come to the top of the thigh, then to the heart, and then all the way up. Good. Relax through the shoulders. Let's drop the left heel to the floor and open up the hips to Virabhadrasana 2, Warrior 2. Gazing down the right fingertips. Good. We'll stay here for a few breaths. Pressing into the outer edge of that left foot. Pressing in. Yeah, that's right. That leg's firing up. Yeah, just pushing in. Yeah. And this is one of those postures when you're at home to practice it up against the wall. And just feel the muscles in your leg really begin to fire as you push into my foot. Yeah. Ooh, yeah, Christine. That's good. Good, let's inhale and straighten our front leg, our right leg. And as you exhale, begin to tip the upper body. Just lean all the way to the front of the room with the upper body. Then release the right arm down, either to the shin or the earth. And extend the left arm up toward the sky. Stacking your shoulders, one on top of the other. Still pressing in to that outer edge of the foot. Yeah, see, isn't that awesome? Just supercharge in. Oh yeah, that's right. Good. So our heart is either facing the mirrors or it's beginning to spiral up toward the sky. Good, Audrey. Good. Lengthening through the lower ribs. Those intercostal muscles are spreading. Let's root down through the feet, and as you inhale, rise up. Now as you exhale, come back into Warrior 2, Virabhadrasana 2. Let's bend the right elbow, drop the forearm down to the right thigh, sweep the left arm up and overhead, coming into Uttita Parsva Konasana. Good, now we're still pressing into that outer edge of the foot. You'll notice the arch begin to rise up. Now from here, you can either bring the hand to the hip or grab the right inner thigh if you want to take a little bit of a bind. If you'd like, you can come all the way down to the inside edge of the right, of that right foot, but only if that means that the hip doesn't turn in on itself. We're opening there. Good. How's this on your low back? Good, good. Wonderful. So just peeling up and open through that top hip. Let's root down through the feet and rise back up into Virabhadrasana 2. And cartwheel the arms down to the floor. Step to plank, top of a push-up. As you exhale, lower down knees, belly, chest, or come to Chaturanga or half Chaturanga. We'll inhale either to upward facing dog or cobra, pull or push. And exhale to downward facing dog. Let's inhale and step the left foot forward. First coming into our high lunge, Anjaneyasana. Sweeping the arms around and up. Relax through the shoulders. Good. Oh, I'm seeing just these hearts shining up, lifting up. hips square to me. It is this moment where you're just feeling your shiniest, where every little bit of your body is sparkling. Come back to that in difficult moments. The heart is lifted, the collarbones are spread. Let's release the heel to the earth and open up into Virabhadrasana 2. You can shift the feet. Really press into that outer edge of the right foot. Relax the shoulders. Come into that front thigh. Our mat is a place where we can create difficult situations in the body in order to watch what thoughts come up, watch how we react. And in those, this is the true practice. This is what we are cultivating here, is peace in these moments where maybe our front thigh is screaming a little bit, and that cultivating peace there is what cultivates the lasting peace that we will feel, you know, when we're in a crazy situation at the mall, or that's just my family. Let's inhale and straighten the left leg. Exhale, stretch the front to the all the way to the front of the room and release that left arm down wherever it goes. Extend the right arm up, stacking the shoulders, coming into Trikonasana, triangle pose. Good. This is the trifecta of our body, our breath, and our mind, unifying all three of these angles, bringing us to a place of lasting peace. Good, we'll inhale, root down through the feet, rise up. And let's exhale back into Virabhadrasana 2. Bend the left elbow, drop it to the top of the left thigh, and sweep to Uttita Parsvakonasana. Now relax the right shoulder away from the ear. Spin the heart up. Use your leg as leverage there. And relax. Make sure you can still wiggle your toes. Let's inhale back to Virabhadrasana 2. We'll cartwheel the arms down to the floor. And let's press back to downward facing dog. Let's bring the feet together. Sweep the right leg up toward the sky. And as you exhale, bring your knee to your nose, rounding the back. As you inhale, kick that leg straight up and back. Exhale, bring the knee to the nose, curve the back. One more inhale, extend. And exhale, contract. Let's spread all the way up and back. One more kick. And exhale, release. Let's make our way to plank, top of a push-up. Exhale, lower down, either to chaturanga, half chaturanga, or all the way down. Inhaling to your upward facing dog, and exhaling to your downward facing dog. Again, bringing the feet together. Sweep that left leg up toward the sky. With your next breath out, draw the knee into the nose, curving the back. Inhale, extend, and exhale, bring it in, rounding the back. Inhale, extend, and exhale, bring it in. One more extension, and release it down. Let's take in another breath here. And as you exhale, slightly bend the knees, shift the gaze forward, and step or jump forward to a forward fold. We'll inhale up halfway, and exhale, fold. As you inhale, root down through the feet, bend the knees deeply, and sweep the arms around and up, coming into Utkatasana, chair pose. So the tush is nice and low, tuck the tailbone under. The heart continues to shine up here. Now this pose is a difficult moment. It is, from start to finish. Good, breathing into it. Find the four corners of the feet, the inner ball, the outer ball. Good. stay here, stay soft with the breath. Inhale the hands to the heart. And as you exhale, twist to the right. Place the left elbow on the outside edge of the right knee, gazing up over that right shoulder. Now the knees are going to want to do a little shifting. Let's keep them even here if we can. The seat, both sitting bones pressing back. If you like, you can extend the left arm down toward the floor and the right arm up toward the sky, spreading your wings. Good, bringing that palms back together. And with the next inhalation, untwisting. And as you exhale, twist to the left. Place the right elbow on the outside edge of the left knee. That right knee wants to scooch forward, draw it back. And if you like, extend your wings. Bring the palms back together. Inhale back to center. And exhale, forward fold. Let's inhale up halfway and exhale, fold. Now as you inhale, step that right foot back. Good, let's drop the heel and come up to Virabhadrasana 2, Warrior 2. Good, now clasp the hands behind the low back. Extend the arms and lift through the heart as you breathe in. As you breathe out, let's hinge forward. Just coming to about even with that top thigh. So maybe not bending all the way over, keeping the spine nice and long. Maybe tucking the chin. Good, Marie, bring my head up until it touches my hand. There you go. Good, so we're keeping our spine in line with our neck and head. Here in ostrich pose. Let's root down through the feet and rise up. Come onto that back toe, coming back into Anjaneyasana. Bring the hands to the heart, breathe in here. And let's breathe out and twist over the left shoulder. Place the right elbow on the outside edge of the left knee. Gazing up over the left shoulder. Press back through that heel. Again, as though you had a little wall behind you and you were just pushing into it. One time when I was little, I slid down the banister and put my foot through the wall. And I always imagine in this pose that I'm just trying to make that perfectly little round heel in the wall that I made when I was 7. I know all the family secrets are coming out tonight. Good, let's untwist. Good, now from here, let's sweep the arms around and up overhead. Prepare for a very difficult moment. Let's bend the back knee, breathe in here. And as you exhale, shoot yourself forward into Virabhadrasana 3. So we'll be standing on our left leg. Right leg is extended in the air straight behind us. We're making a T with our body. The hips are square to the floor. Good. Spiraling the right hip under, so drawing that right hip down to the floor, flexing the extended leg, lengthening through the back of the neck. Let's bring the hands back to the heart center. Release them to the floor. Bend the right knee and kick it straight up toward the sky. Now let's gently set ourselves back down to the floor in a nice low lunge. And we'll press back to downward facing dog. Good work. Let's inhale to plank and exhale, lower down however you like. Inhale to your upward facing dog or cobra. Exhale to downward facing dog. Now as you inhale, step the right foot forward between the hands. Good, let's first begin by coming up into Virabhadrasana 2. So drop the left heel to the earth, gaze down over the right fingertips. Release the hands to the low back, clasp them,
As you breathe in, lift up. And as you breathe out, hinge forward. Tucking the chin. Staying in the four corners of the feet. Good. Wonderful. Breathing here. Breathing lightness into the back of the heart. We'll inhale and come back up. Come onto that back toe. Sweep the arms around and up, coming into Anjaneya Asana. Bring the hands to the heart center, and as you exhale, twist to the right. Place the left elbow on the outside edge of the right knee. Gaze up and over that right shoulder. Other way. Other way, beautiful. No, your legs are right. Your legs are right. You're just going the other way. There you go. I'll come up on your toe. There. Yeah. Good. Let's gently come back to center. Sweep the arms all the way up. Bend that back knee. Breathe in here if you're ready to take flight. And as you exhale, shoot yourself forward. Coming into Virabhadrasana 3, Warrior 3. You can have your hands either close to your sides, to your heart center, or out in front of you. Spiraling that left hip down to the floor. Release the hands down to the earth. Let's bend that left knee and kick it straight up. And gently walk ourselves back to a nice low lunge. We'll press back to downward facing dog. Good, now from here, let's sweep the right leg way up toward the sky. Bend the knee, peel open the hip. And if you like, you can flip your dog over, coming to the outside edge of that left foot, keeping that left leg straight. Belly points up toward the sky. Good. Let's come back to downward facing dog. And from here, let's step our right foot forward between the hands. Come back to Anjaneya Asana. Sweep the hands around and up. Breathe in here. And as you exhale, shoot forward. Coming first into Virabhadrasana 3. And releasing the right hand to the floor, bring the left hand to the left hip. Open the hips up. And as the balance is ready, extend that left arm up toward the sky, coming into Ardha Chandrasana. Good. Really coming into the legs here. Stacking the hips, stacking the shoulders. Beautiful. Gently coming back to center and setting that foot back down, coming into a nice low lunge. This time let's drop the left knee to the earth, scoot the right foot over to the right, turn the toes out maybe 45 degrees. Now plant the left hand on the floor or on a block, and let's take the right hand and press in to the inside edge of that right knee. Good, just get a nice beautiful stretch there. Wonderful. For a little bit more, you can curl the back toes under and move that back knee back just a little bit. We're breathing into any areas of tightness. Let's bend our back knee. Reach around with the right hand. Clasping the top of that foot, if it'll reach. Getting a nice stretch, or just pointing that toe up toward the sky as you continue to press into the inner thigh. Good, we'll release the foot, come back to center, spread the fingertips wide, and press back to downward facing dog. Now from here, bring the feet together. And we'll sweep the left foot up toward the sky.
Bend the knee and gaze underneath the left armpit as you peel the hip back. And if you like, you can flip your dog over here. Turning the belly to face up. Standing the left hand toward the front of the room. Good, we'll come back to downward facing dog. And we'll step our left foot forward between the hands. Sweep the arms around and up. Breathe in here, take flight. Exhale, coming into Virabhadrasana 3. Drawing the hands to the heart. Release the left hand to the earth, bring the right hand to the right hip, and then extend that right arm up toward the sky. Stack the hips. Booty cheeks are stacked right, one on top of the other. Flex that extended leg. Release the right hand to the floor, and we'll slowly walk back. So release the right foot to the floor in a nice low lunge. We'll scooch the left foot to the left, turn the toes out. Good. Press the right hand into the floor, press the left hand into the inner left thigh, straightening that arm as you get a nice stretch through the inner thigh. Make sure that your knee is right over top of the ankle. Scooching back if that feels good. And bend the right knee. And if you feel good here, reach around with the left hand clasping the top of the right foot. Lifting through the heart, spreading the collarbones. Good, let's release. Scooch back to center. And press back to downward facing dog. Now as you inhale, ease the knees back down to earth. And as you exhale, rock the hips back, resting the bone on the heels and the forehead on the floor. We've been through difficult moments tonight on our mat. And we have come through them with poise, with grace, with openness. Allow this experience to really guide and inspire you through this entire holiday season. Let's gently walk ourselves back up. Now we have several options tonight. If you're not interested in a super active inversion, you can roll onto your back and come into Viparita Karani, legs up the wall. This is also a great springboard for coming into modified versions of Sarvangasana, shoulder stand, or for getting used to being upside down to practice Sarvangasana and coming down easily. That's option number one. Option number two is practicing Shirshasana, or headstand, which we come into by clasping the hands like this, bringing them close in. If you would like to come look at this up close, you certainly can. If you are ready to go upside down, you can do that too. But don't be shy. If you want to come close and see what this looks like up close, we clasp the hands. We draw them down to the floor. My elbows are right below my shoulders. My head draws way back right into the basket of my hands. I draw my shoulders away from the ears. Come up onto the tippy toes, walk in, walk in, walk in. This could be your pose right here, just like that. Or you can draw the knees in. I ask that for your own safety, we don't really kick up into headstand. We draw our knees in, very controlled. You can practice pointing the toes, flexing, coming down very gently, taking child's pose once we are down. If you would like, you can also practice Salamba Shirshasana, or tripod headstand. I need to stop talking when I'm going upside down. Which you come into just like that. Which is almost like the headstands you might remember just from elementary school or gymnastics. It's literally just like that. We just make a little tripod. There is more pressure on your cervical spine, your neck, because there is a lot of pressure right on the top of your head. Whereas in Shirshasana, it's all in your forearms, it's all in your shoulders.
And so you're stimulating the crown of your head by putting your heart over your head. You're getting lots of great benefits for sleeping better.
Now, a lot of people notice or experience lots of thoughts coming up in shoulder stand. This is because the seat of our will is said to be right there in our throat, where our thyroid gland is. And so this is a wonderful place for us to sort of work with what it's like when our buttons are being pushed. Because our big button is being pushed there. And if you're in legs up the wall, if you'd like, you can bring the soles of the feet together and point the knees out in almost like a cobbler's pose or Baddha Konasana up the wall. Get some openness through the hips. Just taking our time, working with where our body's on right now. You can keep your mats where they are. You can take them back to where you were before. It's up to you. And just take a few more postures before our pose of final rest. And then bring the soles of the feet to the floor and come to rest on the elbows. And we'll just lift the heart up as high as it will go. And let the head drop back, coming into a nice, gentle version of Matsyasana or fish pose. Just release through the back of the neck. Chest and just rock gently from side to side. And then if you like, take the big toe into the peace fingers, taking the knees nice and wide, coming into happy baby, or holding the backs of the thighs. The backs of the calves. I'm just rocking gently from side to side if that feels good. Softening through the face. And gently
wider than the mat. And as you exhale, just windshield wiper the legs to the right. And as you inhale, bring them back to center. And as you exhale, windshield wiper them to the left. Following your breath here, just releasing any tension in the low back. And then making any last minute adjustments to the body, doing any last stretches to the body,
maybe hugging the knees into the chest. Begin to make yourself just as comfortable as possible for our pose of final rest, Shavasana, where the legs are extended all the way out onto the floor, the palms turn up. The eyes close, and the shoulders turn under. We just let go completely here, feeling our expansive nature.
gratitude for the breath, the smooth, even tempo of the breath that allows us to calm the mind by focusing our attention there. It brings new life force into our body. Until we meet again, and always, namaste.